When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
Well, hello, everyone. Not going to lie, we are short on opening segments. Giancarlo did an opening segment. It went on for an hour, Cindy, and I don't even know how we're going to cut that apart.
It was an episode, not a segment.
Yeah. So then I did one, and now we need a segment. And Cindy says she's got one. I mean, the pressure's on because you know what we can call this? Getting to know Cindy. Because this month we're doing Getting to Know G, Getting to Know Jeremy. So I really hope you don't shit the bed here because I'm just saying, like.
Pressure's on.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know? But that's all right. I hope it's good.
It's a very optimistic one.
Oh, no.
So you're going to really go to town on this one.
No.
Yep.
Oh, God.
It's just something I experienced during the Christmas
is February.
But I experienced it and it has stuck with me into the new year.
Oh, let me pause to vomit.
Yeah, see, I knew you'd love this one. It's going to get even better.
Fine. I brought chocolate. Does anybody want chocolate?
It's not chocolate.
Yeah,
it's white chocolate, which is not chocolate.
It's organic white chocolate. It's delicious. I think we're going to need it to get through this positive segment.
You just open that thing and start chewing on it.
All right, go ahead. I'm ready. Okay. All right, I'm ready.
So,
By the way, notice you said positive. Jake's not engaged.
Jake took
He's on the computer.
Off.
Jeremy's on the computer.
She's
on the computer. All right,
dating app or something.
Go ahead. Yeah, exactly. That's what Jake did. Yeah, exactly right.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So, I have a natural frown. So, when I was a kid, whenever I was walking around the streets.
You know what we call that? Resting bitch face.
I do. I've always had it.
Oh.
And I've always gotten, hey, smile more. And I've always been like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You smile. Tell your mother to smile. So, but there's something to smiling that is contagious.
Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Our Trader Joe's has like the guard who, he directs traffic in the parking lot. Like, you really need that.
Do you live in Woodland Hills?
No, apparently this is a Trader Joe's specialty then. This is one somewhere. West LA, Brentwood, I don't even know. But they're always so serious, you know. Like, they're like, come on, yeah, you go. No, you gotta wait. No, this guy's backing up. So, I was looking at this guy, and usually I'm really annoyed.
So we're
and
in
I'm
the Trader Joe's
like,
parking lot at Christmas time. Sorry, just recapping. Go on. I was distracted by your sloth and a hipster hat t-shirt. I'm ready. Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
I'm usually there going, oh, for God's sake, just let me go. And instead I decided to just, you know, acknowledge the guy for the good work he was doing. And I was
great
like,
job.
Yeah, so I'm like this. And then I went, waved, smiled. Okay. I'm like, yeah, thank you. Well, yeah. He changed. He lit up.
Wow.
He smiled. He waved back. Uh-huh. I went. I did my shopping. I left. And as I'm leaving, he bends down. So I could see him through the window. And he's like smiling and waving. And I thought, that is so nice. I felt so good that maybe his day changed a little. He's not just the annoying traffic guard.
That's so, Trader Joe's.
Yeah. So I started trying it with things like the sales girl who was like she's like a robot on Valium or something. She was so personality free. And it was like, yeah, uh-huh. Okay, thank you. And I looked at her and I said, thank you so much for your help. You have a great day, which is, I mean, if you know me, that's really not me. But I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to really own this.
Yeah.
And
it's
going to
be a thing.
Yeah. So, and I got a semi-smile out of her. She sort of looked shocked because I'm sure part of her attitude is like, just don't even talk to me. And I decided that if you smile more,
yeah,
instead of taking on the shitty attitude that somebody else is putting out,
yeah,
then maybe you have a little bit of a better day. Instead of getting in the car and being like, oh, damn it, now everybody's in my way and everybody is annoying me. Just be like, you know what? That could be my grandmother driving right there. I'm going to let her go. Come on, you go. You can get in. You can get in front of me. That's fine. Smile, wave.
But then what if she doesn't do the courtesy wave?
Oh, she doesn't have to.
Oh, see, I disagree. I disagree.
It's not about her. It's about my smile.
I think it's about the courtesy wave.
John Carlos.
That is so nice of you, Cindy.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome.
It does. Okay, that's it. I have an assignment for all of you.
All right.
Okay. You're going to try this.
All right, I'll try
the
it.
Next time you have somebody who's like real, like a douche, a total douche. You can't ironically smile, Jillian.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You've got to really feel it and really mean it.
Okay.
You've got to try to smile.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
And if you could also have somebody videotape you doing this.
Okay.
Jillian has no problem feeling it.
All right. Yeah.
No, you've got it. It's instead of letting it take over you, you take over them with your smile.
Jay, can you think of somebody that I don't like in particular?
Yes.
Everyone. I know you have to pick like one person. Pick one.
Nicole.
Oh, man.
Jesus. Straight to the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
That's like saying ISIS to the U.S. military.
Oh, my God. Nicole is the gift that has kept on giving. I must say that. Yeah, I think you probably don't like Nicole more than I don't like Nicole. Or Giancarlo as well. Whatever happened to all those checks, everybody? Nicole. Whatever happened to the malware that protected the entire server for the company?
Nicole.
Yeah. All right. Find someone else. I can't do that one. Because I still do. I kind of want to cut her liver out. You know how like orcas, they've been doing this study as great white bodies have washed up on the beaches places and they've had their liver eaten out of them and they've discovered that orcas flip them over in the water and eat out their liver. I sort of want to do that to Nicole as well as then drag her liverless body behind my car. Yeah, I'm not quite done with being angry about a lot of the things that have happened because they continue to happen.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
It's like when you find bodies all over the place. Like I sort of...
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And then you know what she sent me for Christmas? I wanted to kill her. A cup that said, calm the fuck down. I wanted to go to her house with that cup, bash it over her skull until it shattered into a fine powder and then just leave. Yeah, you're right. No, I don't. I'm going
to
work on your thing, Cindy.
It's strangers.
A stranger thing?
Yeah. Maybe we just stick,
I will,
start
I will
with
tell
strangers.
You that. I noticed that that is a very powerful tool that we have as individuals where you're walking into a room, someone sees you, they stare at you and you smile. They're either do one of two things. They either put their head down or they smile back.
Yeah, that's very true.
Which is an inviting thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, I used to do that in meetings. There'd be that person everybody just hated because she was just horrible. Talk behind everyone's back. Yeah. But you get in the meeting and suddenly she thinks she's everyone's best friend and she'll say things and she'll laugh and half of her team is like not even looking at her. And and I started to say, you know what? I could sit in these meetings with all these people and just like stare daggers or I could zero everyone out. Like everyone... It's like I didn't know them. You walked into the room. Everybody starts at zero. If you say something, it's funny. I can laugh at it. I don't have to be a best friend. I don't have to.
They just have to tolerate you through this meeting.
Exactly. And you'd go on. And
imagine if you could walk into a meeting and be like, all right, you suck. I hate you. That's what I like to do with lawyers, right? I'm like, who's a lawyer in the room? Raise your hand. I hate you all the same.
Yeah, if you could just be like, every time they go to talk, you go, dip, 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 dip.
All right. I'll try it, I think. Maybe. Maybe
we'll work
I'll
on it.
Yeah. We're going to work on that, Cindy.
Smile more.
Thank you for sharing that. That's obviously something you've been working on.
Yeah, it's working for me.
Good.
Fuck. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite.
By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Snacks. Delicious snacks. I love snacks, especially an RX bar. It's a whole food protein bar. There's like 4 or 5 ingredients in them, and they're delicious. And you're looking at egg whites, dates, nuts, 100% real cacao, coconut, and so on. And that's it. That's all, people. They're gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. They have no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no preservatives, no fillers. They're awesome. You can take them with you wherever you go. I always take mine when I travel. Oh my gosh, I keep some in my glove compartment and I eat them regularly so you don't have to worry that they go bad. I eat them all the time. And they're also great for kids. My kids love them. So they're a perfect on-the-go snack for adults and kids. Super clean, super delicious, super healthy. And for 25% off your first order, all you got to do is visit rxbar.com/Jillian and you enter the promo code Jillian, which is my name. They will give you 25% off your first order. rxbar.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian at checkout. Go. All right. So I have a quick and snappy little fitness segment. Anybody ever see those gigantic battle ropes at the gym?
Yes.
All right, who uses them in the room?
I do.
You do? Okay.
I tried it one time.
One time. And then what happened?
I didn't like it.
Why not?
It was a lot of work.
It's exhausting, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. I'd rather lift weights.
Yeah, no, I use it. Yeah, I use it.
It's exhausting.
I went to work out and it was a lot of work.
It's very exhausting.
I read it. I had an insurer. I had to refuel my insurer.
Yeah, no, I like using it. I use it in both settings. In a class environment, I take this class in Miami called, the place is called Legacy Fit, but it's PIT training. It's partner interval training.
Okay.
So it's like unipartner. There's like 20, 25 stations.
Okay.
And each station's 2 minutes. So you kind of work through the drills together and then use it with the trainer. But it is very hard to get the footing right, I notice. Like the angle that your knees need to be versus your back. And depending on whether you're doing individual battle ropes or simultaneous battle ropes,
it can be really confusing.
Yeah.
In truth, I am not very good at it. It does definitely require a little instruction without a doubt. But here's some of the benefits of it, right? It depends on the rope. So you can adjust the resistance by the thickness of the rope and the distance you are away from wherever the rope is anchored, if that makes any sense.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you can do the ropes unilaterally, one arm at a time, two arms at a time. You can move the rope in a million different directions, up and down, side to side. People do lunges and squats while doing ropes. I've even seen guys do crazy like plyometric push-ups with the ropes. I mean, it can be, but I think at the same time, that can be super intimidating, and knowing how to use them is hard. So the general rule is that you keep both feet flat on the floor.
Okay.
So you're not on the balls of your feet. You're not on your heels leaning back. You're kind of like weighted mid sole of the foot, right?
Okay.
Just planted firmly. And you want to keep yourself from literally, it's not about shoulders. A lot of people think that it's shoulders, right? Like up, down.
That's what I thought.
It's not. It's way more about utilizing your core.
Interesting.
Than it is. It's almost as though you would like lock, you're keeping your kind of lats, shoulder blades back and down,
mm-hmm.
even when you're, and that's, if you think about that, like if you can't release your shoulder blades, right? So think if your shoulder blades are locked down and in towards your spine, right? When you're doing it, you're automatically
sinking it
with your,
right?
But the minute you release those shoulder blades, you're just engaging your shoulder joint,
okay.
right? So that's kind of.
So your range of motion is shorter, actually.
It's. But you can still lift. Think about it. You can still get the ropes up with your hands by your eye level. You can still lift them up. But it's when you fully release them. And that's – I tend to tell people that when they're first learning how to do it, because it gets them to think like, okay, match breath to the movement, exhale, and I just go straight up and down two ropes together. Because you're supposed to be exhaling and generating power and synergizing your entire body. Whereas some people just get there and they're just the arms are flopping around.
Correct.
And you can get hurt doing that. It's
Can't wait to try that now.
That's kind of how I like to tell people to think about it.
All right.
And a lot of times you want to think about holding the rope at arm's length in front of your hips, right? With your feet are shoulder width apart.
But shouldn't you be like sitting in a chair type position?
No, not necessarily. You're sort of in like a little hip hinge. So think about it like if you were doing a squat, right? A chair would be parallel. You're not parallel. You're like your knees are bent ever so slightly. Yeah, but yes, ever so slightly.
This.
Right. But it moves, right? So the upper body's lifting up and down. It's almost like a med ball slam.
Got it.
Like when you're doing a ball slam, you're not folding over all the way over at the hips, but you're simultaneously engaging the whole body up, down, right? Lower body up a little bit, down a little bit, up a little bit, like a wave. It's so hard to describe. I've never heard anyone really explain
it. It's kind of an unnatural motion for us.
Well, yeah. In theory, it shouldn't be. You should be automatically synergizing core, legs, upper body to get the most power. But because we become so dysfunctional with our movement patterns, where we're sitting all day long and we're isolating one muscle group and we're moving on machines in only one direction, back and forth, side to side, up and down, instead of being multidimensional, that I find it's crazy how hard I was trying to teach Greg to do it the other day, and I thought, like, God, how do I teach this?
Right.
Well, even the skiers are doing that. They keep showing, like, training for the Olympics, and the skiers are – I mean, it makes sense. They need their core
strength.
They really need it.
That's where the power, and it's like, it's a slight, like if you notice when people do it, the knees are up, down just a little bit, right? Lifting up, lowering, lifting up. Not the knees are up, down, but they're bending, right? An inch or two. And then you're not leaning forward. Your spine stays in the same position, but your body's going up and down. So it's engaging lower body, core strength, upper body. And I just think, the best tip that I could give you is keep the shoulder blades back and down. And that way you're kind of locking the arms in such a way where they're forced to synergize. Mm. And when you slam down, exhale. Inhale up, exhale down. Start with something simple. Don't get into like single ropes. That's when I really notice when people are doing like ropes individually, they really kind of lose control of it, or side to side, or jump roping with it. Like just start out simple. Master the basics, and then you can move on to the fancier stuff.
I'm trying to find a video of doing it so we can critique it.
Oh, okay.
There's like a Lindsay Vonn one I just saw recently.
And you can use them for a million different things. I mean, you can use them as HIIT intervals. You can use them for resistance training by adding them to different exercises like lunges or squats.
So interesting.
Or push-ups. And it even says like you got to think about manipulate the thickness of the rope. So if it's too heavy, you go with a thinner rope. That's going to make a really big difference. And different lengths. Because remember, the longer the rope, the heavier it's going to be. So if you need to do a shorter rope, like a 50-foot rope instead of a 75-foot rope, do it. It's not going to be the end of the world. It's like going from a 30-pound weight to a 20-pound weight. Think of it that way.
Got it.
And it's also a good finishing exercise as well. At the end of like a long circuit.
It's fatigued when you do it for like, you know.
Lift.
Yeah.
And then, so like you do your, let's say you do your push-ups and then you do your heavy-weighted squats, and then you might want to do like a little HIIT interval and a finishing move, and then you could do like the battle ropes. So like a 50-foot, 1-inch thick rope is a nice like generic kind of size, especially if you're getting one for at home.
All right. So that was
That was great.
Kind of beginner.
That is some useful information.
Sort of.
Put that into practice.
There are people that will teach that much better than me. I'm not a pro at it, but I just found that like when I was trying to teach Greg the other day, I thought what would become like what would be an eight. It was absolutely not for him anyway. All right, end of show.
That's awesome.
We need them. All right, you want to look good in your underwear? Well, don't sacrifice style or comfort. Check out MeUndies. They've got thongs, briefs, bikini briefs, boy shorts, all kinds of fun and adventurous prints. They're soft and cozy. Seriously, I'm obsessed with this one pair that I have that have dumplings on them. Like, for real. Dumpling boy shorts. I go to bed every night, I wear them with a smile on my face. I mean, hello. Plus, they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They're so positive that you're going to be obsessed with your undies that if you aren't, they will give you your money back. And on top of all that, they have an exclusive offer just for my listeners, for any first-time purchasers. When you purchase any MeUndies, you get 20% off and free shipping. Hello? So to get 20% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee,
Go to MeUndies.com/Jillian. That's MeUndies.com/Jillian. MeUndies.com/Jillian. All right. So we're back. Giancarlo is very anxious to do a vagina segment.
Vagina monologue.
So I guess I pulled this one too, right?
You sure did.
I guess I did this one too. All right. This was me. So it's foods for a healthy and happy vagina, which, I mean, matters. So this one was shape.com. It wasn't Men's Health. But I pulled it. And it says, these foods and drinks prevent yeast infections, fibroids, UTIs, and more. I didn't really even know you could eat foods that prevent fibroids. That's kind of interesting. Now, this we've heard of. Cranberry and cranberry juice can help to ward off UTIs. And it says, you may have heard the rumor that eating pineapple can affect the way you taste below the belt. It says, but those aren't the only foods that have a huge impact on your vaginal health. So I guess that's not total baloney. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's see. It says apples. Women who eat an apple a day report better sexual function, which includes sexual satisfaction, ability to orgasm, and ability to get aroused. Now, I do know, and it says you can thank Floridzin, a phytoestrogen found in apples. All right. This one we know. Yogurt or kefir, because the probiotics help to benefit quote, vaginal microflora prevents yeast infections. Yes, Jake.
Can we clarify that you do not put that in your vagina?
Right. Like, remember when Janice was... Yeah, Janice was...
What?
Yeah. She shared that advice on the show, and I just saw lawsuits coming in like a river. Ding, 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 ding. I put yogurt in my vagina because you're a producer, and now my vagina has to be surgically removed. Yeah, no. But I also take probiotics for that. So if for some reason you're lactose intolerant or you don't like yogurt or whatever, probiotics helps prevent a yeast infection. And conversely, right, when you have to go on a cycle of antibiotics, it can cause yeast infections. Yeah. So I try to avoid those like the plague. Hence the reason I was sick for 6 weeks.
You mean we were sick for 6 weeks?
That's right. It's true. It's so true. Just pass it around. I've never heard of this one either. Green tea. Polyphenolic catechins found in green tea may kill the E. coli bacteria that causes urinary tract infections. And it says the caffeine in green tea may ease PMS. That I've never heard.
No,
I don't know about that. Not so sure.
Too much green tea could lead to
liver damage. You know how much green tea you have to consume?
Yeah, but you know, I remember.
Liver damage?
Like reading, I think it was you're supposed to have Japanese green tea.
Matcha.
I was like, that's the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I started having that, and I would have it like, you know, 2 times a day, 3 times a day. And I blew up. My gut got so bloated.
Are you serious?
And I talked to my mom, and my mom had said she had had the same thing, or she had read the same thing, that too much green tea can cause bloating.
What?
I don't know why. I don't know what's in it.
Oh, all right. That's going to have to be another segment.
We're going to have to
have Dr. Axe comment on that one.
Oh, yeah. I'll write that down.
Yeah, write that down. Let's get him to talk about that. I've never heard that before.
Green tea.
Let's put his nose to the grindstone.
Yes.
Is that what that is? Is that how that goes?
No.
It's when you're doing some work.
How's that green tea taste over there, G?
How's your belly?
No fibroids today?
None.
All right. Whole grains, legumes, and vegetables. Because they're high in fiber, and fiber is a prebiotic, so it nurtures the good bacteria in your bowel and your vulvovaginal disorders.
Whoa.
Huh?
What is that?
The whole vulvo, Cindy?
Vulva? Vulvo is a car.
Vulvo.
To be confused.
Vaginal disorders. It says the best way to keep it healthy is to keep your colon healthy. Is this waking you up?
It is. I mean, I think you should just rename this segment Bacterial Vaginosis.
I know you love that. Your sister loves to talk about that. I think she must see too much of it.
On the front lines. Think about it.
Yeah, G's sister's an ER doctor. And let me tell you, the things I have to hear about. I don't know how. I can't even talk to her anymore. I seriously gave thought to like ceasing our friendship, our little burgeoning friendship, because of this. He can handle it all day long.
I just don't get it. I just, you know, Jake and Jeremy, help me out here. I mean, actually, you guys can help me out too. But there's nothing worse than messing around with a woman that has stinky vajiji.
There Why is there nothing stinky vajiji though?
Because it happens. It I don't know what happen. It happens, and it happens to any woman. I mean, I don't know what
See,
it
now,
is.
That happens to guys with. Too, though.
Oh, totally. Balls stink sometimes, for sure.
It also says, I had no idea, by the way, that keeping your colon healthy, which is your gut flora, right? So prebiotics, fiber, probiotics, healthy gut flora, healthy bacteria, keeps your frontal area healthy. Oily fish because of the vitamin D, but just get a little sun. And the healthy omega-3 fatty acids, it says, are important because it promotes better blood flow below the belt. Oh, so it improves arousal, which, by the way, fitness is going to do for you. Yeah. Okay. Here's another one. Water.
Yeah, sorry. She didn't pick up.
Okay. Water. Back to the basics. It says a best way to maintain lubrication is to keep yourself hydrated and have a good dude in the bedroom should do the trick too, though. Right? I mean, or girl. Fruit. Women who eat 2 or more servings of fruit a day are 11% less likely to develop uterine fibroids. Yeah. Non-cancerous masses that can cause pelvic pain and irregular bleeding. I wonder what it doesn't specify which fruit, though, which you would think would matter a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
I definitely did not know that, though, about the green tea or the colon health. The probiotics I knew helped with yeast infections. But that's interesting. The smell thing, I don't know who you're sleeping with.
Well, maybe that's the issue.
No,
maybe you need
stop.
To get around less.
Stop. That's
I'm
not,
serious. Like, I don't
not
know where
that.
You're dipping
you're
your stick.
You're telling me in all your life you've never come across.
Not really. I think it's you.
It's me. Jesus.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, guys. We always talk about how important getting a good night's sleep is. For everything, your immunity, your overall health, anti-aging, metabolism, it's incredibly important. And did you know that you spend a third of your life in bed? It's kind of a crazy statistic, but think about it. If there's 24 hours in a day and you spend 8 of them in the sack, you kind of want your bed to be unbelievably cozy and comfortable, right? Well, we have a new sponsor called Brooklinen, and they sent me a bunch of sheets, and I was like, all right, cool, awesome, thanks, and I put them on the bed, and they are the most comfortable, cozy sheets that I literally went online immediately and bought a second pair. You're going to love them, and they're totally fairly priced. And in fact, they're so confident that you're going to love them that they give you a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The most comfortable sheets I have ever slept on. They've got an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code Jillian. That's brooklinen.com, promo code Jillian. Brooklinen, the best sheets ever. All right, we're back, and we've got Kelly on the line with a question. Kelly, how can we help, my friend?
Well, I have two kids. My youngest is 2 in April.
Okay.
And ever since then, at least it seems like since she was born, I just feel like I'm not connecting well with my husband or just not into him. Like, I just don't know. Mm. And, you know, it could have started with the first one, but going, you know, kid after kid, you kind of don't really have a whole lot of breathing room.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you don't at all. Oh, this is such a common issue that nobody really talks about. Why don't we start with this? I mean, you tell me, what do you think's going on?
I don't know. I mean, I like, simply put, like, I almost find him annoying sometimes. Mm. Like, when we're home on the weekend, you know, we're home basically like 8 hours a day or 12 hours a day, however long it is. And, like, sometimes I feel like the little, like, PDAs are just, like, annoying. I'm like, just go away. Like, give me some breathing space almost.
Mm. Okay. Oh, geez. The wheels are turning in Giancarlo's head. I know he wants to run with this one. I mean, I could tell you that this is extremely common. And I could tell you that, you know, the kids change things very much. You know, it changes the dynamic. It becomes, a family, not a couple. Priorities shift. Mm-hmm. And then it's like you might want the kids in the bed. The husband may not want the kids in the bed. It's like it becomes a real struggle. Again, I don't know the particulars of your scenario, but I can tell you that it's very common. You know, a woman has a child, the sex drive, you know, from a hormonal perspective kind of ebbs for a little while. It's like there's a lot that goes on there. But, you know, the little ones too, and I think there might be more going on, but I'm gonna let G. I can see the wheels turning in his head. I'm warning you now, Kelly. Take a deep breath because anything can come out of this mouth. Just so you know.
No, I've listened to the podcast. I know.
Okay. All right. So you've been
different than everyone else's.
I guess, Kelly, you know, not knowing you or your husband. I mean, my first question would be, what's different outside of the children in your relationship? Like what dynamically changed, you know, to say that you're not that into your husband anymore, that's big to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about what you guys have created, to Jill's point, couple to family, right? But outside of the children, I don't think the children are the reason that you are no longer interested or not into your husband, as you said. Because the annoying thing, we all annoy each other. Jill annoys me, I annoy her. I mean, that's just the dynamic of relationship because.
You annoy me.
Well, you know what I mean.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I'll have to cancel these two
afterwards.
But, you know, Kelly, like that to me is, what do you think that comes up to the top of your mind? If you have to think about it, it's not maybe as obvious as you think it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Give me something.
Immediately go to my job, probably because I'm standing in my job, but like I've been at the same place for a while, and I tend to be a job hopper. Like every 3 years I'm gone, and then I'm coming up on 7 years, but I had the kids while I was here, so there wasn't really a good time to move.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been with your husband?
We started dating in 2005 and we got married in 2009.
Oh, well, look, you know, the 7 year thing is definitely true. I got married in 2009, got divorced last year, for a whole host of reasons, you know, that are mine, but, you know, I owned my side of the equation and my ex-wife owned hers, and we have a very, you know, great loving relationship still to this day. We did not have children. So we're not on equal grounds there, but there, I can tell you that, you know, the romance, the passion, all of that sort of stuff evolves with time. And, you know, maybe some of what you're feeling is that maybe he's not into the things that you care about and vice versa. People do change.
That's the hard part, is staying on the same page.
Yeah.
It really is. And I think that like when you have kids, are the, okay, so you tell me like the things that annoy you. Like I can tell you, I hate to speak for Heidi, but I know that like, when she had the kids became her priority. And Heidi was still my priority.
Right.
Because I was very much like the male. I didn't physically have the children. Like, I felt like, no, we are each other's priority. And then by us putting each other's needs first, that's the best thing for the kids. And she just felt like, no, all your needs are secondary. And then she got angry that I would try to take her away from their needs. It was a huge thing, dude. It was really hard for us. And it took a lot of time.
I'm thinking about that now. Like, President's Day is coming up, and my husband has off from work, but I don't. But he's like, well, I'm still going to send the kids to, like, preschool and daycare because that's where they go on Mondays. Like, I'm not going to have them at home with me. And if I was off that day, which I'm not, I'd have them home with me.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So, but I want to know, what outside of that stuff, what is it that makes you not connect with your husband?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I mean,
you do know.
What?
You do know. I'm giving you permission to say it. Whatever it is. This is a safe zone. There's no judgment here.
Yeah, we don't know your last name.
Yep.
Nobody's going to know.
So it's safe. You know, is it that the sex sucks, or that you don't have sex, or that you don't like the way he talks to you? Like, whatever. What is it?
We don't have sex on a regular basis. I mean, that's been an ongoing thing for
a little while now. Once a month?
Yeah. And really, we went a long time without it with my daughter because I had such a difficult time breastfeeding. Like, it was just...
Understood.
That killed it completely. And he was very understanding. And I give him credit for that. But, like, once I stopped that, it was like, well, I still not into this.
Right. Do you think that if you had more sex with your husband, you'd feel a better connection to him?
Part of me thinks so, yeah.
Okay,
it's
well.
Something that I actually just kind of recently came to realize. My husband actually suggested it, too. There's a woman, and I don't remember her name off the top of my head, but... I think she wrote the Sex Starved Marriage or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, her whole concept was like, I'm in control of this relationship because I'm denying him sex, and that I should just suck it up and do it because it just makes things better.
Right. And you know what? Look, that's very true. A guy goes out on a date with a woman. He wonders if he's going to sleep with her. She already knows if she's going to. Right. So, I mean, you're really in the power, you know, you're in the position of power here. So the question is that if, to me, what you're talking about is what Jill said, every couple goes through this.
Yeah.
Whether you have children or not, you don't, you know, the passion and all of that kind of goes away. But what you can do is, it's not about necessarily frequency, but it's about the quality of those moments that you guys create together. So maybe do something you've never done before with him. And guys, the rule of thumb, and Jeremy, you can back me up on this as well as
Jake.
We don't want to hear all the shit that's going on in your head. Like, in that moment, just take me and do what you're going to do with me.
Oh,
gee. You know, just be this other person. And trust me, if you make a guy feel like, what was that? They have more bandwidth for what's important to you conversation-wise. I'm just telling you. And guys, back me up here.
I mean, we all know how you like it now.
I'm trying to help Kelly out here, bro. I'm really trying to help out her husband.
I mean, I see that completely.
I would definitely agree. I mean, you know, I mean, in that moment, you know, we may not want to hear all of that, you know? So I totally agree.
I would also say, though.
What do we got, Jake?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is something great to be said about just.
Lust.
Yeah, just pure reckless lust and without anything weighing it down.
Yeah.
I worry
about how does she get her lust?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Exactly. I don't have that.
All right, hold on.
I don't have time for that.
Hang on a second.
You got time for it.
I would say you have time for it. Here's the number one question. Do you respect him?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Not do you mistreat him. Do you respect him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, for the most part, yes, there are days where I'm just like, I don't have time for your 20 minutes of, like, phone browsing. But overall, like, I respect his opinion. You know, like, he's great with wordsmithing. So he helps me out on, like, work issues and stuff like that. And I know that, you know, when we're having a difficult time with the kids, like, he can step in sometimes and just take over and just be in control, and it's nice.
Okay, so I think you need maybe a little couples counseling to see if you can get to the bottom of what's shutting things off. Because if you still respect them, then there's hope. If you were like, no, he's weak and he's crappy at his job and he's bad. You know, if you lost respect for him, I'd be like, okay, there's no hope. Once you cross that line, there's no hope. But if you still respect him and he can step in and he can be a partner to you and you can see him as a partner, there's hope there. And that's where I would say get in some counseling together and get to the bottom of what's turning off the passion. Like, is, you know, what is it? Because that's really the thing. And there is something to be said for, like, jumping in, like the Nike thing. Just do it, right? And seeing how it goes and, like, trying to reconnect again, because there's talking about it and there's doing it, and you got to kind of do both. And I think, you know, it sounds like you love each other a lot, but you really got to give this a try. It doesn't sound like you're done or you hate him or anything bad's happened.
No.
Can I ask you this, Kelly? Do you have access to a hot tub?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Yes or no?
I don't want to know.
Yes or no?
No, I don't. I do not.
Do you have access to a bath in your home?
a bathtub. I do, but my husband is 6'4", so he doesn't really
So am I, so I get it. Trust me, guys make it work. And do you have candles?
Candle? What are you, a girl?
And a bottle of champagne.
Oh my God, you're such a woman.
I'm trying to give her the economical version of what you just offered her.
That's
girl.
Couples therapy.
Candles. Yeah,
yes.
Some champagne. Some candle. That's nice for the girls. Therapy. Bubbles, and you know, let the rest happen, and then you'll figure it out if you need therapy after that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Jake, come on, buddy.
And I don't have to find a babysitter.
There you go. Oh, even with the kids in the house, even better. You get to sneak around. That could be a fun game.
I'm convinced that Giancarlo, like, somehow, that I'm the man in our relationship.
Sometimes,
like,
for sure.
Bubbles and champagne and candles. I don't know what happened.
Cindy, don't you like that? You fucking guys are the worst.
I've done candles in the bath. I've done tea lights around the bathtub before.
Jake, you giant homo. Oh, my God.
I did it for the girl.
That's what I'm talking about.
But, like, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, God.
It sets the tone. It sets the mood. Maybe her hair catches on fire by accident.
Oh, God.
That's a good story from it.
Oh, Kelly.
Now, that's sexy.
All right.
Kelly, you can work this out with your husband.
Yeah.
You really can.
Mm-hmm. A little therapy. And maybe, I guess, Giancarlo's
and a little alcohol.
Faggy bath. And then we want to hear about it. But I do think, sweetie, you got to get to the bottom of it. And it's something that's going to take time, you know, of like what's kind of turning you off there. And you know what I mean? And it could be like maybe you felt rejected at various points and it shut you off. And, you know, there's a host of things that can go on in these. But the fact that you tell me you still like respect them, that's where I'm like, OK, there's hope there. So I really do think some counseling, and then, you got to jump into the mix and give it a try a little bit there. That's like going to the gym, you know? Sometimes you don't want to go, then you go and you feel better.
You never feel bad.
Right, yeah, exactly. I don't know about the candle, bath, gay, 70s porn scenario, but...
You know,
go ahead.
My husband would probably agree with Giancarlo on that one.
See?
I think he'd totally be into that.
Yeah, it's setting a tone and a mood. It's not every day that you're around bubbles and candles and scents and lingerie and all that stuff that women like to do.
Lingerie.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to get her husband laid, babe. That's all I'm trying to do.
I understand, but like, okay. All right. Well, Kelly, we want to hear back. We need an update, girl.
I will let you guys know.
You can tell your husband you're welcome. Thanks.